This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Radio shaping on your future. My name is Darius Sinat, along with Nonto Tuko. And also joining us now is Dr. Ntuli. Now, there was last year, we know we had the SRC elections, but there was some dispute to it. And then also the community came out yesterday. And let's just say the following allegations and irregularities made by some student formations in respect to the SRC elections that were held on the 25th of November 2021. The university appointed an external auditing firm to look into the allegations. Investigators have now completed their investigation and their report was presented to the MEC today or yesterday, the 9th of February 2022. The auditors recommended several appointments, improvements in the future, but have arrived at the conclusion that the university followed all the due processes in compliance with the SRC election policy, SRC constitution, and also the SRC election 2021 code of conduct. Now, in the light of the above, the MEC resolved into yesterday's meeting that the final results of the 2021 SRC election must be published, and the office of the dean and student will be attending to the publication of the final results. And today with us we have Dr. Ntoko Ntuli, the student development officer of the Mangosuthu University of Technology. He has been in the student life, governance and development, leadership development space for the last 13 years. He serves as a member of the National Executive Committee in the National Association of Student Development Practitioner for two terms, responsible for the coordinating of the KwaZulu-Natal region. The Dr. Ntuli holds a Master's in Business Administration from Durham University in England, which he achieved after winning the Root First Scholarship to study in the UK on the full-time basis. Doctor of Philosophy in Higher Education from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He also received the numerous MEDES and the PLUS scholarship to study in the University of Tampere, Finland as exchange doctorate candidate. His research interests include student activism, sustainability, development goals, student leadership and student engagement and university of governance. And it's actually last year you got your PhD, right?
Yes.
I remember PhD. We were discussing it when at the end of the year get there, we were discussing it.
Yes.
So congratulations on that, sir.
Oh, thank you.
So, yes, as we were discussing the election, 2021 SRC elections, so there were some disputes which has been resolved. So can you tell us more about the SRC and its role?
Thank you very much. Good morning to the listeners. And thank you for hosting me this morning. First and foremost, I would like just want to touch on the SRC and its role. The SRC is a statutory structure that is established in higher education institutions. All public higher education institutions should have the SRC, and that is prescribed in terms of Higher Education Act. There is a Higher Education Act document, Act number 101 of 1997, as amended from time to time, that the SRC becomes a structure that exists in the university to represent the student interest and also to participate in the decision-making processes of universities in public higher education institutions. The SRC also play a role to be as allocated in various committees of the university, statutory committees, where they sit to express the views of students. They sit up to council level, and there's quite a number of committees that also exist. There's Senate, and there's a Student Affairs Committee, and many other committees that exist in the institution. So the SRC is represented in those universities. They sit in those committees to represent students. So that's their primary role as they are part of student governance. And the SRC becomes an apex structure in student governance. They are the top structure in student governance. Then below those, the SRC, there are various student organizations that exist. Then they become substructures of the SRC that include different organizations There's a political, religious, cultural, you name it. There's quite a number of them. It's quite a number of student organizations that falls under the SRC. Then this organization, they then come together to form what is called a student parliament. The student parliament consists of representation of every student organization that is recognized by the university.
So so how many student organizations do we have?
We have plus or minus about 30 student organizations that exist in the university. Then in student parliament is two pair that per student organization should be represented. The purpose of this structure of the student parliament is to ensure that the what is happening in the SRC is cascaded to and debated and discussed at a level of student parliament where every student organization is present. And after that, this student organization, they have membership, and then they cascade the information to the entire to their members, and hence then the message is communicated to the entire student body.
So last year the elections were held, and can you tell us about the elections and how was it conducted?
Yes, the SRC elections are regulated by a number of documents on how they should be conducted. They, for example, if you look at the Higher Education Act, which is a national document, it speaks about the establishment of the SRC. Then you have the Statute of University, which also talk about the SRC establishment and its role. Then under that document, we've got a document called the SRC Constitution. And then and the electoral policy, electoral policy specifically regulates the on how the electoral process should be conducted.
Are these policies available to everybody? Or
yes, no, the policies are available to everybody. In fact, they are in the, even the university website. They can be accessed even by everyone who wish to access these policies. Plus, over and above that, we also do have copies that we distribute to students and student organization who comes to our office to request for those documents.
Yes, so with the, after the election, there was some dispute about it. Tell us more about the outcome of the investigations.
Yes, thanks. After the election, yeah, there was a there were objections that were raised. After the objections were raised via the chief electoral officer, then the chief electoral officer did his analysis and studied the allegations, and those allegations were dismissed by the chief electoral officer. So in terms of the electoral policy, the whoever is raising an objection or an allegation can appeal if they feel that they are not happy with the decision of the IEC. The procedure is that they appeal via the Office of the Dean of Students to the Vice Chancellor.
Right, okay.
Yes. So then the decision of the Vice Chancellor with the Dean of Students was that we need to appoint the involved. We've got the department, the Directorate of Risk and Audit on campus, that we involve them so that they can look at the allegations. Eventually, there was an appointment of the external independent body to look into the matter. So the outcome that has been arrived at as per the communique by the Vice Chancellor is the findings of the of this actual independent body that was looking into these allegations.
So where do we go from here?
Then now from here, now immediately after the communique from the Vice Chancellor, then it became important that we communicate to the MUT community about the findings as well as the final result. So that has been done. It's been communicated to via university notice, MUT Facebook page, as well as bulk SMSs. So we are also using this
MUT Radio platform
as a platform to further communicate. It's one of the platform or medium that we use to communicate further that this is the position. So now moving from here, the next step will be we need to establish the SRC now. the first point that we need to, our point of departure will be to do a portfolio allocations, which we are planning to, which will take place today at 1 p.m. So the organizations and individual students that contested elections and secured seats in the SRC have been advised to participate in that process.
Any idea when this the final results will come out?
No, we'll know by the end of today.
By end of today, yes. Okay.
So the portfolio, we know who is the, has been elected president, deputy president, secretary general, treasurer general, and all other portfolios, other office bearers of the SRC. So that process is a participatory process of the people that have been allocated seat. Now, to say now you've been allocated seat in the SRC, then elect among yourselves the president, the deputy president.
So it's they elect their own president?
Among themselves.
Okay, okay.
Yes, so they'll elect the president, the deputy president, and all other portfolios as per the, and all the, that process when it takes place, it's guided by the constitution and electoral poll on how it should be conducted. So it's within the processes and policies and procedures of the university that once the process is, this process is concluded, there must be a portfolio allocation and it stipulates how it should be conducted. So it will be conducted in line with the policies as well of the institute, the electoral policy. So then once that process is concluded, so now we can now term them the president-elect, yes,
the deputy president-elect,
etc., until they're inaugurated.
All right.
Yes. So what the plan is that, given the fact that there has been delays, usually, ordinarily, we'll have inauguration organized. We locate a venue somewhere. It becomes a formal event we invite the members of the management as well to be part of the process. But given the fact that we've got this situation, what the plan is that today we'll do the portfolio allocations. And then tomorrow, subject to the availability of the vice acting vice chancellor, we'll be having an inauguration, which will be hosted internally in a small venue, which will all include mainly the, which include primarily the those who've been elected and few members of management. To
all right.
There, just to, then maybe later on we can then look for something bigger. So the reason why we are doing this, we want to make sure that at least the SRC stays is operational before even registration starts, so that they can also participate in the registration process and make sure that they contribute in the process. You know.
Before we get to a question about what leadership developed, I want to ask you a question about the findings, the results. Will that be published to the public or to? It's just an internal thing.
And the findings of the result were presented to the EMC.
Right.
So that will be in the domain of the
EMC.
Of
okay.
The
right.
EMC.
Okay.
To whether how to go about doing that. Right. So yeah. Thanks.
So leadership development initiatives. Can you explain a little more about it?
Yes. We understand that one most of these students who become members of the SRC are pretty new in leadership, and you'll find that some of them arrived last year at the university, so they've not been exposed in leadership development programs that are intense to be able to absorb the load of being in the SRC office. So we've got a plethora, a number of initiatives that we're going to roll out immediately to make sure that as they start doing their work, we are also preparing them in terms of their capacity, etc.
Right.
So the first plan that we have will organize an after inauguration, when they are inaugurated, we're going to have an internal induction workshop. Because it's important that when one is an SRC member, he has a full understanding of the university structure. How is it structured? The different departments that are there. What is their role? So that they are able to be fruitful and effective in their functioning. So we're going to organize this internal induction program, which will announce the dates very soon once we finalized it, where we will invite various departments of the university, head of departments in the university, to come and speak to the newly elected SRC on the activities or on the services that they provide as a department. So that will also create an opportunity for SRC to ask questions, for clarities, and also maybe to also make contributions in terms of how can we better the service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we invite quite a number of departments, like library services, for example.
Mm.
Maybe there, student affairs. We've got different units under student affairs, clinic, counseling, student development, housing, sports. So every unit must come and speak to the SRC.
So it's more like a training.
Yeah, just preparing them about, yes, that this is sports unit, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is housing, this is what you do. So that we are starting to build that relationship so that, yeah, we are able to work together and they have understanding on the services that are provided. Library services will come there, TLDC, community engagement, because most of the activities that the SRC must also be involved in terms of the strategy of the university, because that it's an anchor strategy,
mm-hmm,
that you need to do programs for the community, that that you are actually located in.
Mm.
So then the SRC should also, so we bring someone from community engagement, bring marketing and communications who come and tell us about
The communication,
the services.
Mm-hmm.
We bring different departments.
So
financial aid, mm-hmm, income, finance must come and explain about the process, budgetary process,
mm-hmm,
the management of requisitions, etc. Procurement must come in, speak about the pro, because the SRC will be doing a number of projects, and in those projects there will be a lot of procuring of services.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to have a full understanding of how to go about. So we bring each and every
department together.
To present, and then so that they begin to understand how they operate and what is expected of them. What we even bring policy development to, mm-hmm, speak on policies of the university, so that they have understanding of different policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got like 3 minutes more to the news. What are the main programs and activities you should consider when as a pending PSC?
Just before I get to that one, there's also another program which is very important that we're going to engage the SRC in, which is more of a strategic planning and induction.
Mm.
Because the SRC without the program of action, it cannot function.
Mm-hmm.
So we create that strategic planning, which will be connected for 3 to 4 days.
Right.
To say, let's go out and let's look at the strategy, let's look at the plan that the SRC is looking at,
mm-hmm,
and what programs that are going to be enrolled up. So that platform will be done as an external process, where it's more of a strategic positioning and operational plans for the SRC.
Mm.
So we also need to do that training for the SRC in terms of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And your main programs and activities?
No, the main programs that the SRC, I think they're pending. One is the last year there's a program of COVID awareness campaign.
Right, okay.
Because COVID is still in our midst.
Mm-hmm.
So SRC must always be at the leading
forefront
to make sure that they lead on that one. So that is the main one. And also the number of student volunteerism program that the SRC need also to participate in to make sure that students in general participate in various programs that are community engaged. And also to promote academic excellence,
mm-hmm,
because as student leaders, you must be show by example. You must lead by example in terms of academic performance.
Mm,
so
you
need to create a program that will ensure that academic success for students. So those are the primary points. I know there is a number of them, but those are the key ones that we need to. The SRC must also be at the forefront in terms of encouraging students to go and vaccinate in large numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Dr. Intuli. That was Dr. Intoko Intuli. This is a student development officer at Mangosuthu University. Also a former DUT and MUT alumni.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.